Today, there are two major political parties in the USA, the Republicans and the Democrats. It's difficult to say anything reliable about the aims of these two major American parties, because they don't have definite party platforms and are not based on any particular ideology. They also represent almost all groups of voters. Due to the federal character of the parties, they have no party leader and no common identity, which results in contradictory interests within the parties themselves. The American parties, in contrast to those in Britain, are not bound by party loyalty. Consequently, the president cannot rely absolutely on the support of his party in Congress. As it's impossible to draw up a program that meets the interests and wishes of all groups and regions in the United States, the parties try to keep their party platform as general as possible. Often, the method of achieving an aim, not the aim itself, makes the difference. Electors in the USA seldom vote for a program, but most of the time for a person. Despite this similarity, each party has its own characteristic features. The Republican Party is considered to be the more conservative party. Republicans put great emphasis on encouraging private enterprise, in the belief that a strong private sector makes citizens less dependent on government. So one section of their supporters can be found among rich businessmen and industrialists. Others are to be found among the middle class, wealthy farmers, and the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, WASPs, who are part of the wealthy and well-educated population of the old settlements, New England. The Republican Party is often seen as the party of the successful. Moreover, it tends to encourage individuals to help themselves and to take on responsibility for their own lives. On account of this attitude, the Republicans oppose social welfare programs. They believe that these programs are too costly for the taxpayers. On the other hand, however, they spend a large amount of their budget on the armed forces, propagating national strength. The Democratic Party is regarded as the more liberal party. It generally believes that government has an obligation to provide social welfare and economic programs for those who need them. For this reason, it's supported by poor people, working class people, immigrants, minorities, Afro-Americans, Spanish-Americans, Jews, small farmers, and labor unions, as well as by intellectuals. The results of the last presidential elections in 1996 confirm this traditional behavior of the voters. Bill Clinton got 83% of the black votes and 50% of the votes of the under-30s, low-income families, and the elderly. These voters mainly live in big cities and the south of the United States. Comparing the attitudes and intentions of the Democrats and Republicans, we can find some differences. They either result from history or from different regional or professional interests. However, it has to be emphasized again that a clear distinction is not possible. In Congress, groups of these two parties can always join a common policy. On account of the present situation, the willingness to compromise on both sides and within the parties is relatively strong. And there is one last reason why the two major American parties seem to be so similar. They both declare themselves for the American creed.